huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. It's Rob Moore here, and I am with the amazing and inspiring Michael Kalisperas. Now, Michael has become a friend of mine over the years. He's more than just a client, though he's a client, and he's become a friend. And he has an amazing story, which I just feel the world needs to hear. And I'm going to let him share it rather than me share it. But this is quite a new format. On the Disruptive Entrepreneur, whereby I'm not just interviewing famous people, I'm interviewing inspiring people from the community, people who've taken action and got right. You left just one thing as we're going live. I just need to say this. I don't need sympathy, but I had a massive migraine today. So some of my words may not quite come out like there, but we'll get there. So I've decided that it's a great thing to give people exposure who are doing amazing things, but aren't necessarily, you know, globally famous. And I met Michael a few years ago online, actually. And since then, he has built a brilliant business, really cares about people and really wants to help them. And I think you need to hear his story. And he's had one particular horrific event that has happened to him, which I know if any of you have ever had anything like this, we'll be able to relate. And he's turned it into something very powerful and positive. And Michael, thanks a lot for taking the time to be on this live stream and on the Disruptive Entrepreneur. I think you might be the first or the second person of this kind of interview. So you're in privileged, unique company. Take me back a few years ago, Michael, with the birth of your son and what happened and how you've built your life since then.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Really appreciate it. And going back a few years, many people that have seen me on social media know what happened, but obviously a lot of your network won't. But my son who was born completely healthy, and I don't know, for me he's my first son. I was super excited, named him after my dad, whose name's Vas. We called him Vas. Vasily is the long word. It means king actually in Greek. And he was born healthy, came home completely healthy. And then, unfortunately, and we forgave the NHS because there was mistakes that happened. That eventually, it's a long story and it's quite complicated, but they made mistakes and it left him blind, deaf, spastic cerebral palsy, nonverbal, you know, just, yeah, it really, you know, severely disabled. And it shook me. It really shook me because we went from a severe high, you know, a real big high to a severe shock, and that really shook me. And it sent me and my wife into actually PTSD. I didn't even, you know, think, I thought that was something you get, you know, if you're in the war, seeing massive, like, you know, but I didn't, depression, yeah, but for what we saw and what physically went through, yeah. And that was a real big shock to my system and my family. And things sort of like changed them massively.
And Mike, at the time, did you have a career? Were you working for yourself? You're an entrepreneur now, but I know you've also had a successful career. Where were you work-wise then?
Right. So a little bit about me. I used to, I've always been into marketing and design. It's my love. So straight from even being a kid at primary school, you know, you do those little drawings and sometimes they put it up on the news and this little brat from Worcestershire drew this little squirrel. It got shown on the news then. I always had a spark for creativity. But I was actually not as focused, still not as focused because of my entrepreneurial brain. And I was really crap at school. Excuse my language. I really was not clear and focused. So a lot of the subjects that I did, I was not really good at. My life changed when I went to university, and it was a completely different vibe. And without digressing too much, I ended up really falling in love with, back then, it's like 20 plus years ago, the whole concept of design, marketing, even 3D graphics. A lot of my friends went on to build 3D games for like PlayStation. Other people went into the website world, creating websites. I kind of liked a bit of all of it. So I kind of like dabbled on all those areas. So I did a multimedia, they called it electronic multimedia program, where we learned everything. And then I got headhunted because I did an exhibition at the Olympia in London. And I got headhunted by the BBC. Actually, I got headhunted by the Sky Television first. I didn't like the guy. I just didn't like his personality, if I'm being honest. And then the lady, Charlotte Crace, was my boss at the time. She headhunted me, and I ended up moving to London and working at the BBC for the Faction and Learning Department, building sites with the team, like Top Gear and Teletubbies and those kind of sites. And then, cut a long story short, eventually I felt like it's time for me to move on, set up my own business, which I started to do.
When was that? When did you start your own business?
Oh, blimey now. I've done several. We've done many different. I really have. I don't know about you, but I've lost track of time. Even when my friends say, do you remember the year we're at university? I'm past.
How long have you been an entrepreneur working for yourself?
I've practically been working for myself all my life, straight from leaving the BBC. So literally. So.
And how old were you when you left the BBC?
I was mid-20s.
And how old are you now?
I'm 44. So 20 years, yeah.
Yeah, 20 years ago, you started as an entrepreneur. And how old's your son now?
He's actually just turned 9, actually. Just turned 9 years old. And we didn't...
So basically, yeah, right in the middle of your... Because what I'm trying to get to here is, where does this happen in your entrepreneurial journey? Sure. And how does it change your journey? So pretty much halfway through your entrepreneurial journey, your son is born and he needs full-time care from you. So let's come back to this in a minute, Mike. But tell us a bit about what you've been able to achieve as an entrepreneur. You know, like... You're allowed to promote yourself and shout yourself and give us a little bit of a list of your CV. What have you achieved in the last few years as an entrepreneur?
I like to be straight up. There's been lots of challenges, you know, hiring.
Well, let's talk about them later.
Okay. All right.
I know you're not so good at it. Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Shout
so
yourself out.
Some of the big things that I've managed to achieve is, obviously, I'm dyslexic, by the way. I wrote a best-selling book called My Little Spartan. Which was to help many people. I've written a screenplay about a disabled child that becomes a superhero. So it's kind of fictional, but based off our story with different names. We're not using our names. And it's amazing. I want to get that out there. And I've actually, I've been up on stages, many stages at them. And the biggest one was Expert Empires, where there was like, you know, David Goggins. So I was speaking on stage. Yourself, Rob, you spoke on those stages. There's many, many big entrepreneurs on there. Obviously, Nick James sets those events up. He's a brilliant guy, actually excellent entrepreneur himself. And I spoke about automation and chatbots. I mean, back then, lots of people were like, you know, chatbots. And pretty much like everyone was converted in the room because of the way I did the chatbot. And now people are using chatbots on Instagram, and it's kind of like very more normal there now. So those are the kind of things I've done. In terms of like business and stuff like that, I've done very well. I've moved up in terms of leadership in affiliate marketing worlds as a leader. I've launched 3-day events in London with actually one of the biggest affiliate marketers right now. But my world's marketing and agency stuff, I am an affiliate marketer, but I don't do affiliate marketing in terms of like, you know, buy my stuff. Here's my, you know, that's not the kind of affiliate marketing I do. So for me, those are my biggest wins. But the biggest win is actually seeing my son survive what he went through, if I'm being brutally honest. Obviously, Clubhouse had a really good success on Clubhouse, but I've had 3 months off, as you probably noticed. Like literally, I think 6 weeks, I got to 15,000 followers, which is great as the funnels coach. And that's really exciting. But for me, I felt I needed to focus back on my team, because we're building the team out, and that needed a lot of focus. And I really do not want to be one of these people that's on stage, that's just on stage, if that makes sense, and not really connecting. Now I'm coming back into it. We've sorted that out, so I'm going to start joining it a little bit more. But yeah, those are the things. Those are the things that I've kind of achieved. There's probably more I've just skipped past, but those are things that come into my head straight away. But yeah.
Well, I want to say that with what's happened to you and with your son and the emotional and also the time that I know that takes us a full time thing. You know, it's amazing that you've been able to be an entrepreneur and make your own living and inspire others, which I know you're passionate about. So you said there's been some challenges too. So you can now go real talk here,
real
Mike.
Talk, raw.
And what challenges have you had along the way?
Okay, I think the biggest that a lot of people will relate to, and you don't have to have such a tragedy as what we had, I would say is it's been able to stay really positive enough to be energized enough to move forward. Because... you know, you could be the most positive person on the planet, you know, punch, you know, go to Tony Robbins events, you know, punch the sky, you know, I'm a loving person. I give, I really give. I help people I don't know a lot. And the problem I find is that, you know, it helps me, makes me feel good and I enjoy it. The problem I find is my energy levels can be sort of really zapped by my situation. So if my son's having a bad time, it really hits me. But I'm one of these weird people. I mean, call me weird. You know, I really feel people. I don't know, people say it's Pisces or whatever, but I feel people. So even some sort of tragedy that's gone on or someone that you know, I feel it hard. You know, I'm the sort of idiot that cries on movies. That's the kind of person I am, Rob. I'll cry at something. I'm a bit of a wuss like that. You know what I mean? If there's an emotional connection there, I'll connect to it. So when it hit me hard, you know, and I'll easily say I had a good life. You know, I was blessed. I had a good life. You know, I was renting it in London. I was on a very good pay package straight away from university. I was a single guy enjoying life. When I came back, I've always had nice things, nice house, nice car, because I've been able to work for them. And this really hit me. It hit me in terms of the business, you know, because we're stuck in hospital for a few months. And, you know, that was a big eye opener, which is, you know, you talk about promoting yourself. That's why I created the MPF program, which is, it's going to get launched soon, actually. So I should drop that in there. So the MPF is magnetic profit funnels. So it's how people can sort of like automate, create funnels and automate their systems. It's like an ecosystem. It's really in depth. But I'm doing some free training as well. If you want me to drop the link and I can tell it and let people know if you want. But it's free registration to it. And it's on lead generation. This is like one part of that MPF program because it's so big. You can't do a 1 hour training in it because that would be, you know, letting people down. It's too big. But yeah, that's on bit.ly MPF leads, LEADS, MPF leads. So if you want to register to that, that's going next week on Saturday. It's going to be going live, and that's in honor of Father's Day this week and my son, which is why this program was created. And just to dig deep on that, you talked about getting stuck and what happened. That's how this was created. It's been a few years actually that this has been in the making, because one of the biggest struggles that I found was not just, you know, dealing with the situation of my son, dealing with the situation of my wife, my beloved wife, dealing with my daughter, what really threw me was actually not being able to, you know, run the business and bring an income in. And so I realized back then, before systems were even built out as they are now, and even people struggle now with automation and tagging and lead generation and all that kind of thing, I realized back then I needed a system. So that's how that was born. Literally, as soon as I came out of the hospital and we settled down, it took a good, you know, couple of years, but I realized I really need to sort something out. So that's how the MPF program was developed. So basically, it's just a system that people get. They literally get everything. They get the funnels, they get the training in it, and you know, that's pretty much what it comes down to. Get leads whilst you sleep, pretty much. But yeah.
Couple of things on that I just want to talk about. One is, just so everyone knows, that's not an affiliate link for me. This is just something that Mike's doing on Father's Day. Obviously, with what's going on with his son over the last 9 years, that's a special day for him. So good on you for doing that, Mike, and turning your adversity and your tragedy into a driving force and using it as a force for good.
Yeah, sorry, it's launched on the 19th for the 20th. That's when it's launched. So it opens then. That's when the registration opens. The actual live training, which is free, completely free, is this following Saturday. So it opens in honor of Father's Day for my son this week. So yeah, sorry.
That's all right. How have you managed then to turn your tragedy and adversity into a driving force, into launching programs and continuing to run your business when at times you must have felt like you wanted to give it all in?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just think back to that time in hospital when I was like, I just felt like switching off. And I don't mean like, you know, suicide. I just really felt overwhelmed. I wanted to switch off. And, you know, I've done groups. I've got my own Facebook group with the Spartan group. And that was very active a year ago. I was active in that. And we're doing challenges and stuff like that in there. And just to help people. But after those challenges happened, you know, I've obviously been building my own business and agency. But for me, it was just going back to that thought. It would never escape me of feeling trapped, not being able to do anything. You know, the business back then, there was a business that I built, which was it was like an e-commerce business called Mixed Gifts. And then I built another one called eBuy Items, like not eBay, eBuy Items. And they did well. And obviously, these things take a lot of, you know, effort to run, you know. I had a print business, as you probably remember years ago. I actually did some prints and stuff for you and other people in the property world. So I've always kind of like wanted to, you know, be everything, which I learned very quickly is not the right thing to be, you know, which is why I went down to more towards the automation and, you know, the funnel side of things, because that really is pretty much what everything I do. I was just channeling it in different ways through, you know, point of sale stuff, printable. I've still got a 2.5 meter printer in my workshop. It's just crazy. So, you know, I just enjoy learning new things. It's how my brain works, but that can, you know, throw you off, which I've just done with the actual question. So that's what I do. I go back to that, that thought process of being in hospital, feeling helpless. And I mean, I'll never forget it. I looked to my wife and we saw my son, literally we went in, we looked to my wife and we saw my son behind a glass. We weren't allowed in, it's a glass window. And they picked my son up and literally they picked the top of the incubator to put him in and start putting treatment on him and stuff like that, phototherapy. And his body just flopped. And my son at this stage, because of what happened to him and the jaundice and stuff, and it broke the blood-brain barrier, which caused brain damage and so on. And he was a term baby. It was actually done through negligence, unfortunately. I was like to my wife, what's going on? What's going on? Like, kept on telling her. And I couldn't stop talking. I was like, and she was just like this, in shock, just staring at our son. But for me, the shock was, and like I said, I was thinking the first week, the second week, you know, you're dealing with all this. Then the reality starts kicking in. kids, my daughter still needs to go to school. So she was passed around different people, you know, family members and stuff like that. Whilst we were doing a vigil with my son, then there's the business. How are you going to even, you know, keep the money coming in? You know what I mean? So it hits you hard. And I never forget that time in hospital when I just felt like I just needed to switch off. It was like a proper breakdown. Like I couldn't cope. And I don't want to ever get to that stage again. And I don't want anyone else to get to that stage, which is why I created the MPF program. I don't want people to be overwhelmed. I want them to, you know, be able to launch their stuff, have it automated, actually be educated and tooled up to use it, because you can give anyone a tool that does everything, you know, and it doesn't mean nothing. It really doesn't mean anything unless they know, learn. They have to put investment into it in terms of time. Simple as that. And that's what really drives me, Rob, to be fair.
Thank you, Mike. So let's talk a bit about marketing and give some tips and tricks.
Yeah.
So I love marketing as well, as you know.
Yeah.
I think three of the most fundamental things in marketing are, it's very important to understand that marketing is the single most important function of any business. Marketing generates leads. Sales converts leads into money. No marketing, no leads, no leads, no sales, no sales, no money.
Exactly.
The second thing I think is vital is to create multiple streams of leads. Don't rely on one lead source. Rely on 10 or 20. The more lead sources you have, the more de-risked you are from things that change, that blindside you. And then I also think when it comes to marketing, it's really important to understand human psychology. What drives people to make a buying decision, an action? You know, what do you understand scarcity, urgency, FOMO? Do you understand, you know, pleasure, pain drivers, overcoming objections, understanding how to create the right offer and crowdsource, you know, the problems and pains and challenges and desires and wants and needs, and create an ideal client profile and know how to, you know, communicate with that ideal client that you have to get them to make buying decisions. So there's some fundamental things I think are really important to know in marketing. Could you give us two or three tips on what you think are really important when it comes to marketing to grow your business?
Yeah, to grow, definitely. I think creating a loop form of funnel, and you can actually grow these sort of loop funnels. They're a bit like they're kinetic. They run themselves.
What's a loop funnel?
I was going to explain.
I'm sure you were.
A loop funnel. Yeah. I mean, people call them, there's many different names out there. There's an application funnel, there's an ask funnel, there's a bridge page funnel, there's a cancellation funnel, there's a daily deal funnel, there's an invisible funnel, there's a lead magnet funnel. There's so many out there that people don't know. And every business has their own. Well, every business should look at different funnels for different times of their business. So a loop funnel could work in many different ways, but it keeps people drive, keeps your engine running, your leads running. So I teach this in the training, but just to give you an example of one, a very simple example of one, is for instance, you know, we do a share campaign, for instance, like, hey, get a free copy of this, or join me here. And in return, what you need to do is share this, you know, this live, for instance. Yeah. Tag my name. So you're getting your name tagged, you're getting more reach, the shares going out there. And then what happens is this person who's knows, likes, and trusts you is doing that, is getting something in return. And then the person that they're connected to that's out of your circle knows this person, knows, likes, and trusts them. And so the loop continues because they've seen that link. They are incentivized to share and so on. So it's basically it's the same thing. It is affiliation to some degree, but that's one example. There's so many varying degrees. You can get them in different forms, like in a chatbot. It could be a very simple survey. You know, have you ever seen these? You probably get them all the time on Facebook. I've seen them. But it's what superhero are you? You know what I mean? And it's kind of like you got multiple questions. It's like, I'm strong, blah, blah, blah. And then it'll throw up a face that you're like this famous person, whatever it may be, you're this superhero. You're putting an email in for that, right? It's not a loop funnel, but the way they add it as a loop funnel, they'll say, right, share this to your page to get the result or something like that. And then someone else does that. And then that becomes a loop funnel. That's actually a survey. funnel to some degree, and then they made it a loop funnel. So these things can integrate within each other, and that's how funneling is. And I hate the word funnel, but it became a name for me. And it just sum up what I do, because I do design, I do print, I've done print in the past, I do marketing, obviously used to work for the BBC. I do so many different areas. So funneling is, you know, the funnels coach does fit me, to be fair, chatbots, etc. So I've stuck with it, even though I hate the word funnel, because I think it's too simplistic. There's so many levels to funneling, and there's different words for it, as you know.
Thanks, Mike. What are mistakes you think people make in marketing?
Yeah, the mistakes is like ego. I think ego can really help you. You had the guy from Gymshark who actually shared something on your podcast
Ben,
with him.
Ben,
he absolutely spot on. I was listening to him. I thought, this guy's got a real level head on his shoulders, and he had it from a young age. And he said ego helped him at the beginning, what are the exact words he said? But it was basically a bit cocky, I think he was going down those lines at the beginning, because he knew his stuff. And I think that's really important to do that. You know, like I know my stuff. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm working with high-level entrepreneurs, influencers in America, in the ICM elite. We've got fantastic people like Dan Heal, property entrepreneur. You know, I've worked with Saj Hussain before. People in the ICM elite groups, you know, I know my stuff. And there's actually people I've actually had to sign an NDA for, you know, that I work with. But ego can damage you. And I think it's always important to be humble, because you don't know when your life can turn upside down, like what happened to my son. So I never take anything for granted. I'm by far super, super, super successful. But from the outside, people think I am, you know, to them I am. For me, success is deeper than just certain ticks, you know, earning a certain amount, blah, blah. You know, for me, success is deeper than that, you know, and I've had.
What is that then?
Well, for me. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you asked me this. This can get controversial. For me, I think you start off, success is money. Success is money. It's things. It's material things. And then I think as you go through that sort of stuff, even if you don't go super entrepreneurial and successful, I think either you get everything you need and you start looking for other things, or something hits you and changes you. Like my son, something hits me and changes you. And then you start appreciating stuff that you didn't appreciate before. Now, I will look at the grass now as I walk on the grass, and I bloody see the beauty in it. It sounds woo-woo, sounds really weird. I see life. Our eyes and ears are super open now. I don't give a crap if I get customers or not. And that's the biggest thing that's changed for me, because they just come to me anyway. You don't see my adverts out there. You never see my adverts out there. I don't promote myself that much. I used to be quite loud on Facebook, but I think, you know, there's a difference between being loud and being valuable, you know? And I truly think I wasn't being enough valuable in the past. I'm talking distant past. I think I felt I needed to be on Facebook and stuff like that. When I think the key thing is just being consistent. You know, and I again, this part of the training I've got is called wave marketing. And I talk about this, you know, just like a wave, they come in at different heights. You got the highest wave, which really has big impact. It erodes stone. You know, that could be a live video, more energy, you know, and then you got the lower waves, which could be a share post. It could be a GIF. It could be a bit of comedy, but it's still impacting. But you still got this consistency in the waves, in the sea. You're consistent, but you might not be seen by everyone, but you're still consistent. And I think that's what the algorithm, you know, the algorithms change all the time. No one knows the algorithm. I don't care what anyone says. You know, there was a big company that was using Facebook marketing ads for Nick Leatherland, Pegasus, back in the day. And they were doing all this stuff to push some ebooks. He had some $3.99 ebooks. And he didn't get any major sales on that. And you know, when you look at things from a different light and you put things into place, and we talked it through with him, and he implemented them, and I did the ad for him, you know, that increased from, like, you know, it was crazy amounts. It was like made 20 grand on the $3.99 ebook in literally a couple of weeks. It was just crazy. And I got a testimonial from him from that. And that's the sort of thing I'm on about. Sometimes it's just looking in the ad or the situation, you know, and really analyzing it properly. And for him on that ad, which I have digressed slightly from what you're talking about with the the impact, but I realized there was a certain area of leads he was getting from a certain area. For whatever reason, they were coming from a certain area of the UK, a very small area of the UK. So and then there are a few other things we tweaked. But the point is, you need to really sort of like be impactful. And a small wave can still be impactful. It just depends how. So large waves, but just be consistent to some degree. Your consistency might not be online, Rob, and I'm not saying people not to be online. I was on, like I said, on Clubhouse. In fact, I remember right at the beginning, I was like showing you before, how to use part of Clubhouse right at the beginning, and like for me, it's about kind of like doing what you need to do for you at the time, because your energy will allow you to grow further later on. For someone else, it might be different. For me, I needed to come off Clubhouse for a few months, so my energy could grow so I could build my team. So that works for me to grow further later on. For someone else, maybe they've got enough energy and they've got more problems at home, and they can still manage it and juggle it. But I truly think you still need to be those waves. And if you're going away from a top heavy, powerful wave, a tsunami, and you've got to pull back and you're gentle waves, but there's more of them. There's not as big a waves, but there's more impact. So that's what I was doing with my team and just like little waves. I hope that makes sense.
Thanks, Mike. So we're going to do something a bit fun for you, because I do this with all my big guests. I have 5 quick fire questions I ask all my big guests. Okay. Are you ready? We need 15 second or less answers here. Are you up for it?
I'm up for it. I'm up for anything.
Okay. What's the best advice you ever remember receiving?
Okay, the best advice was from you, Rob, actually. And I'm not just saying that to kiss ass. It was literally you said to me about you've just got to go and actually get yourself out there. And that was right at the beginning when we first met. And I was doing, I was literally, a bit nervous getting out there. So I did that. I did that and I got myself out there and it really, really helped. And you mentioned, you quoted, I can't remember the exact quote, but it was a quote that really resonated with me. And it, actually, even recently, you touched on Joe Dispenza's stuff as well, which really resonated. And that's more than 15 seconds, so I'll shut up.
What's the worst advice you ever remember receiving?
Oh, God, I get it still to today. When people say, I totally understand, things will get better, with my son. It's generally caring, but it's not helpful. It's almost belittling. Just want them to be straight up and honest with you. It's going to be hard, but you can get through it. You know what I mean? But hearing that, it's kind of advice, but it's kind of like, it's a bit belittling, but I get why they do it. So I don't hate on them.
Okay. What one thing do you think is wrong with the world that you'd like to change or see changed?
Yeah, I don't think people love enough. I really genuinely don't think, and it sounds really woo-woo. I genuinely think people just too out there for themselves. And that's good to be out there for yourself. But I think when you give, you get. I really do. You give more, you get more. And I truly believe in that. And sometimes it doesn't work that way. But I think in life, eventually, even when you pass away, people remember you. So you're getting more. So even if you get nothing in the whole life, people will remember you for giving and being that person. So it will always come back.
Mike, if there was one person that you would want me to get on the Disruptive Entrepreneur Alive more than anyone else, who would it be?
Oh, right. Okay. Actually, I really like this guy, and I've mentioned it a few times before in other things, but Satya, I forget his surname, but the CEO of IBM, he's got a disabled son as well, and he's achieved some amazing stuff. And I truly believe, in fact, I'm going to quickly search his surname because it's gone from my head. But it's literally IBM. Yeah. So he really, really, not IBM. Sorry.
You're on about the Microsoft.
Yeah. Satya Nadella. That's it.
Yeah.
I still think IBM and Microsoft are the same, even from years ago. But yeah, Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really was inspired by his journey and how far he's gone with what he's dealing with, because it resonates.
Yeah. Okay. This my show, which is now on podcast, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. My show is everywhere now, not just on the audio podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. What does the word disruptive mean to you?
Disruptive is being out there, being different, being unique, shaking things up. But more than anything, actually, I think it's become your brand name, in the sense that I see when I hear disruptive, even if like I read it in a newspaper on a blooming, I don't know, disruptive paint, could be anything. I think Rob, which is brilliant brand awareness, you know. So, you know, that when you steal a name that's in the English dictionary and becomes you, that's amazing. My good friend Shaq, he's done it with funnels.com. You know, a great marketer. We used to do train together years ago multi-platinum winner. He's done the same thing with funnels. And disruptive for me is really you, Rob. And it's quite amazing how you've actually, you know, utilized that that brand.
Thanks, Mike. So tell us one more time about your Father's Day promotion, you know, in
sure.
You know, but all based around, you know, turning it around with your son and where people should go if they want to work with you.
Yeah, so I got the registration link, which is bit.ly/MPF leads. So that's Magnetic Profit Funnels Leads. Thank you for putting that up, Rob. And that, you just register it and there's a free training. It's going to be about an hour or two on lead generation, because I've got a whole training MPF program. And the word magnetic is an acronym, and it covers all the areas of this training. It's very in-depth, by the way. That's why it's taken over 12 weeks. Got some really top-level experts coming in as well in their fields to do with training. And this is on the full program, by the way, not on the free. I could never do that in that time. But I have got this other launch coming, probably about a week after that would be another launch, which is a paid program. But I'm giving a segment of that for free if you go to that. And I'll send out people that go to this free training. I'll send out to them, you know, information about the other thing as well. But oh, by the way, just on this training, the free training, if you want to get Rob Moore's book opportunity and my own book that I've actually written, it's mine's digital format. I've already bought and paid for some books from Rob that I'm going to give people that actually attend that they've got to attend, because I can't stand people not, you know, paying attention, you know, literally. So they've got to attend the training. And at the end of the training, I'm going to give you a link that you go to. And then basically that's going to be sending people information to get the fulfillment for Rob's books. I purchased those for anyone that joins this free training. You're going to get a free hardcore copy of Rob's book Opportunity, and it delivered. And the reason why I did that and I invested in that was partly because it's a fantastic book, but also it actually fits in with the opportunity of the program. And I've got a book on the ultimate growth hacks in lead generation that you get downloaded instantly. So if you come to the registration on the when it goes live next Saturday, opens this Saturday. But if you go to that link there and register in a way, we're not going to say no. But live launch opens pretty much just around Father's Day, because it's got a big meaning for me. This is why I'm doing the training. I want people to get lead generation. More than anything, I don't care what anyone says, organic or traffic, paid traffic, everyone needs leads. So come on the training, even if you don't want to, you know, just come on the training, get to the end of it, get a free book from me, get a free book from Rob. Well, no, it's paid by me. It's not free. And get tooled up, and it should help your business. So me giving back.
Thanks, Mike. One more thing. You mentioned ICM. Yeah. And people might not know what that is. That's one of my mastermind programs called Inner Circle Mastermind Elite. So you could be candid here, but just maybe you could share with everyone what it's like working with me, what I'm like as a mentor or in, you know, helping you in the mastermind, have been helping you over the years.
Okay, I'm going to be brutally honest. Hey. Rob is brutally honest, and I love that about him. See, I said here early on, and I'm not shy about saying it, I do not focus enough. It's part of my character, but I know you can change that. I shouldn't really label myself that, but I am too untrue. I think you're like that, Rob, actually. You just go on lots of different things. It'd be that podcast, it'd be books, it'd be another book. Before you write up another book, you write another book. But it can actually be not your downfall, but it can hold you back. It can, like, you know, it can be a disadvantage. So having someone like Rob is really, really good. And that's why I'm in the Lifetime ICME Elite, and it's the Inner Circle Elite Mastermind. There's some really top level entrepreneurs in there. I don't lightly join things like this. And first of all, you've got to be voted in, don't you? This application process. So I feel honored to be accepted in there. But there's some fantastic people in that network and that group. And the you know, it's brilliant. I mean, what's really good is you get Rob and Mark in that. And Rob, you've actually even brought other people in there, like experts in there as well, which is fantastic. But yeah, I like to just know that I can, you know, if I've got an issue, it could be even property. I had property issue not long ago where, you know, I was debating whether I should sell my property or not and all this kind of thing. And, you know, I discussed it with the team. And I went against everything they said. No, I'm joking. basically, it's just nice knowing you've got a good mentor. And I'm proud to say Rob's my mentor. Yeah, he grates me sometimes. You know what I mean? He's always on the social media. I open the bloody laptop, he's there. I open that, he's there. You know, but nah, I gotta love him. And I'll tell you this, actually, Rob, and I've said it before, is like, the thing is, what people will find is people will either love you or hate you, or kind of like grow to love you. And you said it with trolls and stuff like that. And I know, speaking from personal, you know, from my personal experience, that I didn't know you. And I got to let this down. I want to show the kind of like character of you. I didn't know you. I was actually on another property training course. And my son was made severely disabled. And I was looking into this world of, you know, let's go passive income, you know, that kind of thing. That's what I thought back then in the early days. Obviously, I learned really quickly that it's not quite that. And I did really well in property, actually, to be fair. But Rob found a link that was shared from some friends that were doing a gathering of like for a sensory room for my son. And Rob donated £1,000, which was like amazing. And I didn't expect it. And it was like, you know, I've seen Rob, and Rob is everywhere. He's a great guy. It blew me away. Rob really didn't know me. And this is where, you know, the magnetism side of things comes in on brands and stuff like that. You are disruptive. You are very different. And that's the kind of thing. I'm not saying that you do that all the time, because I don't think things like that work all the time. I think it's, you know, people can be almost like, please, sir, please give me. And that's horrible, I think, when people do that. But I think personally, that made me see you obviously connected something there. And that really meant a lot to me, because I was kind of felt a little lost. And then I started seeing your stuff, and it really resonated with me. And then some of it, I was like, God, this guy's annoying. He's just too much. You know what I mean? I was like, God, I'd hate to be married to him. No, I'm joking. And then slowly, slowly, I was like, my God, like, you know, he makes a lot of sense. Everything he's saying is true. Because back then, don't forget, it was more, you were pushing more podcasts and stuff right at the beginning, and property stuff. And then you started talking my language. And then, because you were doing it anyway, you were doing the marketing stuff anyway, you started actually being open about what you've been doing. So yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Mike. It's been a pleasure. It's a pleasure to know you. Well done on everything that you've done and how you've overcome your, you know, tragedy and adversity and turned that into a driving force. You're a very inspiring guy. Hope everyone enjoyed the show. Give us some feedback in the comments.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Catch you soon. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.